This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is moving ahead with the aim of becoming a developed nation by 2047, and this vision can only be achieved when every state progresses equally. He was addressing a public function in Itanagar after laying the foundation stone of several infrastructure projects in Arunachal Pradesh, including two major hydroelectric power projects worth over ₹3,700 crore. He said the Northeast region is playing a crucial role in achieving the country's larger developmental goals, and the power sector is one of the best examples of it. Mr. Modi noted that India has set a target of producing 500 gigawatt of electricity from non-conventional sources by 2030 through solar, wind and hydro projects. He said Arunachal Pradesh is working in parallel with the nation in this direction. He said the two hydropower projects whose foundations were laid today will further strengthen the state's position as a major power producer, generating employment opportunities for thousands of youths and ensuring affordable electricity for developmental activities.
Aaj Arunachal Pradesh ko power, connectivity, tourism aur health sahi अनेक सेक्टर से जुड़े प्रोजेक्ट मिले हैं। ये बीजेपी की डबल इंजन सरकार के डबल बेनिफिट का बेहतरीन उदाहरण। 2047 तक अपने देश को विकसित बनाने के लक्ष्य को लेकर चल रहे हैं, और भारत तभी विकसित होगा जब देश का हर राज्य विकसित होगा।
Speaking on the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said women will be among the biggest beneficiaries of this reform. He explained that the reforms would ease monthly household expenses and boost savings as several essential items have become cheaper. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also laid the foundation stones of 10 other infrastructure projects worth ₹1,291 crore, including a 76-bedded state cancer institute in Itanagar. Prior to addressing the gathering at IG Park, Itanagar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the local traders and entrepreneurs in Itanagar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the traders showcased a vibrant range of products including aromatic teas, flavorful pickles, turmeric, bakery goods and handicrafts. The Prime Minister said that they expressed their appreciation for the GST reforms and the launch of the GST budget itself. He said they also highlighted how these initiatives will benefit key sectors like fisheries, agriculture and other local enterprises. Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the development works of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple under the Prashad scheme. The Prime Minister, who arrived at Agartala's MBB's airport from Itanagar, then travelled by helicopter from Agartala to the OTPC helipad at Palatana in Udaipur. The Prime Minister offered puja and also saw the exhibition on the centuries-old temple. On the first day of Navratri today, the government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana during the current financial year. Talking to the media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than ₹2,000 on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections. He said that with this expansion, the number of Ujwala family members will rise to 10.58 crore. Ministry of Home Affairs today declared the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, Kaplang, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations, as an unlawful association with immediate effect from the 20th of this month for a period of 5 years. In a gazette notification, the ministry said that the association is involved in activities which are prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. It stated that the association has been involved in killing 13 UG cadres in police or security forces action and 51 other criminal activities. A 3-day district level management development program began at the DC's conference hall Pasighat today. Organized by the State Institute of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj in collaboration with East Siang District Administration, the development program aims to foster capacity building and strengthening district level leadership of RD, PR and line departments and various stakeholders departments, enhancing interdepartmental convergence and effective public service delivery to the citizens and beneficiaries. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.